B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I got your chance at $1,000 Kiss Cash Code coming up at 8 a.m.
We need to talk to you guys. We've been here for an hour. We haven't heard from you. And it's not us. It's you. No. Give us a call, though. Seriously, if you ever screwed up in front of your boss, we want to hear those stories at 704-570-9595.
I mean, we share them with you daily.
Right. I mean, Roy just yelled at the boss the other day because the boss made him screw up.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. It's never my fault.
No, but do you remember you were like, you tripped over your words or something, and then you were like, because I know he's listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got in my head.
Yeah.
I was too busy thinking about my boss, who's then going to later critique me, and so then I messed up my words.
You were worried about being judged.
And I said, if he wasn't in my head, I would have been fine.
You would have been fluid.
Right.
But the thing is that when your boss is around you, you tend to screw up by accident because mm-hmm. of the pressure like Roy had to deal with. Or maybe you're like this American Airlines flight attendant who didn't even know that the drinks you spilled on someone was the CEO of the company.
No.
Maddie Peters.
You have the worst luck.
That's awesome.
Maddie Peters revealed on Insta that she was absolutely mortified when she was bumped by a passenger and wound up spilling her tray of drinks right on American Airlines CEO Doug Parker.
Well, that wasn't really her fault, though.
It happens. Blame it on the turbulence. Blame it on the pilot.
It was the passenger.
While some bosses may not have been too forgiving about such a blunder, according to this article, Maddie said that Parker was actually super cool and a good sport about it. And they actually got to talk a little bit later on in the flight. She added, when he was getting off the plane, he told me he'd never forget me. I guess that's a good thing, right?
I don't know about that.
So he still flies commercial.
I think he flies his airline, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if he was doing an episode of Undercover Boss or what, but
I'm sure he flies for free. Why wouldn't he fly?
I mean, sure. I guess. I don't know. I guess I thought they'd have a private jet or something for executives.
I'm sure he was in first class.
Yeah.
When did you and how did you screw up in front of your boss? 704-570-9595. Did you cost the company money in front of your boss? And breaking something? I did landscaping when I was in college, and I'll never forget. My boss, he never came out. It was like a crew that he put together, and the mm-hmm. boss would just do estimates and stuff. Well, one time he showed up to the job, and I was on a riding lawnmower, and the riding lawnmower, I filled it up with gas, and then I went to like turn to go back to the yard, and I went right through a fence.
Really?
Right in front of him. He's like, get off that thing. You're not allowed on that thing anymore.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. How did you screw up in front of the boss? I remember when I was a server at the Country Cookin' All American Buffet. The CEO of the company would come into our location to eat, and he'd bring
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
His whole family every Sunday after church. It was just happened to be the location that the church was near.
Right.
And at a lot of restaurants that you go to, servers will be designated certain areas. But whenever the CEO came in, that you got the certain top people got picked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was always picked, but I was a horrible server. I was only picked because his wife thought I was funny.
Oh, good.
But like everything about like there was this one time I forgot to put the order in. And so when he asked on like why it was taking so long, I was like, I think the cooks are really nervous that you're here. They're taking forever.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
And you're just throwing them under the bus.
Throwing them under the bus, making the wife laugh. You know?
I used to do the opposite. When I worked for Marriott in college, Mr. Marriott used to come to our hotel all the time.
I didn't realize that.
Did he ever hang out
with Mr. Marriott? Yes.
Did he ever hang out with Mr. Hilton?
I don't know.
No.
But they would people would bid to see like who would serve him, and I'm like, no, I'm out. I don't want that responsibility.
But I bet you tipped well. That's why they were.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Right. When did you screw up in front of your boss? 704-570-9595.
Joe and Charlotte, you were only 15 years old when this happened.
15, somewhere around there, 15, 16. My very first job is working as a car hop for Sonic Drive-In.
Nice.
And
roller skates or not?
Huh?
Roller skates?
Oh, yeah, rollerblades.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
And carrying a tray full of Route 44 slushes, and I clipped a rock with my blade and dumped four of those slushes on the hood of my the regional manager's boss's car. With our parking lot turned into a car wash. So he pulled out three of us, including me, of course, and said, "Make it spotless and y'all have fun."
Oh, my God. Power move.
Yeah, he wasn't even really cool about it, Joe.
Yeah, he wasn't mad. He was just like, you know, it happened, and at least it was mine and not a customer's, and we had a blast doing a car wash, and then, you know, that was it.
All right. Thanks, Joe. You know, this kind of reminds me, too, on Friday of last week, we were at the grand opening of the Dunkin' in Indian Trail near Sun Valley, and every manager from every restaurant across the Carolinas was there because it's a new type of restaurant, like the innovative Dunkin'.
Yeah, they like flew in corporate too.
I mean, the employees that were working there had their manager, their regional manager, Mr. Dunkin'.
Yeah.
You think they were nervous?
I know.
My gosh.
This is Kavan in Charlotte.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So you were at Chick-fil-A. What happened?
Well, we juice our lemons fresh there every morning for our lemonade. And so I was talking to my boss as I was carrying some lemon juice to our cooler. And I ended up spilling about $10,000 worth of lemon juice all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. $10,000 worth.
That's like gold.
Get a straw.
Right?
Yeah.
Put it back.
And he just stared at me. He was all over the floor. And he's just like, "Wow, you just did that." I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, that ain't good. Thanks, Kevin. I like when our corporate is in town.
I do too. I want to talk to him.
When we find out corporate's in town, everybody around here in the business side of things, they all button up. They got their ties on. Everybody's tidy. Meetings.
Makes everyone nervous. Then Manny goes down with Roy and breaks the ice.
Yeah. We want photos with the CEO.
Yeah.
Hi. It's the morning show.
The corporate loves us. They hate us locally, but corporate loves us. And I love it because we'll do something that day, not even knowing that corporate's in town. I don't know, like put a bunch of fire ants down Roy's pants or something. And then the CEO will be like, "Hilarious segment this morning."
It's the only time we get praise.
Oh,
so
you heard
excited.
That? All guys calling in this morning on this topic of when did you fail in front of the boss?
Troy and Rockwell.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, bud, tell us what happened.
Well, I was apprentice. This was a while back. I was apprentice for a roofing company, and my boss was, you know, you had to have a handful of nails, and you had to roll the nails from your thumb to your ring finger and your pointing finger. So needless to say, you know, you have to roll it, and as soon as you get it to that point.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You have to hit it with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting frustrated because, you know, I was going a while and I wasn't as fast as him. And he's yelling at me across from the roof, you know, "Hit that nail." So I'm rolling, I'm trying, and I'm still not going as fast as him. And then all of a sudden he, you know, keeps yelling at me. I'm getting frustrated. So then I roll one out and I hit my hammer as hard as I can. Needless to say, I did not hit the nail, but I hit my thumbnail. Thumbnail popped off, blood started going everywhere.
Oh,
is that nail good enough for you?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So, yeah,
Troy's
laughing. It was something to remember. So.
There you go, Troy.
I don't do roofing anymore.
How's your thumbnail? Did your thumbnail recover?
Yeah, but it ended up popping off.
Yeah.
Because it popped up. You know, half the nail was up. And
right.
And it ended up just getting black and blue. And about maybe 3 or 4 days later, it popped off. And the new one grew.
Loren pulled her headphones off. She was disgusted by your...
She was about to pass out.
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Thank you.
Not that you're putting me to sleep. I don't want to pass out from hearing the details.
All I asked Troy was, is his thumb okay now? And he went back through what happened again.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just got a text message that says, I was a dental assistant and I put the numbing topical ointment on the wrong side. And after the patient got fully numbed from their anesthesia, they told the doctor that it was on the wrong side.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fail. Hey, Lisa and Davidson's on hold. She broke something that was irreplaceable.
Ooh.
We're going to hear from her coming up in just about 5 minutes, y'all. Stay put.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We're talking to you guys. How did you screw up in front of your boss? An American Airlines flight attendant named Maddie Peters, she got bumped by a passenger and dumped a whole bunch of drinks on Doug Parker, who's the CEO of American Airlines. Mm. And why should you know Doug Parker's name? Because Doug Parker believes in Charlotte and has made the Charlotte Airport what it is now for us.
Yeah. Did you know Doug Parker's name before you read that article?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because when American Airlines, they merged with US Air, Doug Parker was the US Air CEO, and he took over both airlines.
Gotcha.
Anything
else?
Just,
nope.
She's such a nerd.
I was just curious, because you are such an aviation nerd.
Well, it's great for Charlotte, what he's doing for us, man.
I know.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us the time that you screwed up right in front of the boss.
I have a knack for this. So I was a graduate student at USC, and I was doing an experiment, and I was using liquid nitrogen. So when you have excess liquid nitrogen, you pour it off into a Dewar. You might have seen it on, like, the Food Network. It's a like a glass tower that you put excess liquid nitrogen in.
Okay.
And my boss had one that was given to him from his PI. And when I graduated, he was in his 70s. So it's been around for a long time.
And just for people that might not know, that liquid nitrogen is that fun thing that no matter what you pour it on, it whatever freezes. You pour it on freezes and breaks, like, immediately, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was using it properly, and I had, you know, goggles and the proper personal equipment on. But when I poured it in, my boss happened to walk in right at the time. The entire thing shattered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this thing was about 3 feet tall, which is really large. And apparently they no longer make them that way because they shatter. But I had glass in my hair.
Ugh.
The sound of it was so loud, I couldn't hear anything. And he just looked at me, and he laughed, and he walked out. And I was like, well, I didn't get yelled at.
Like an explosion. Right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, wow. We just got a text message from 716 that says it wasn't me, but I used to work at a children's gym, and one of my coworkers shut off the bounce house while all the kids were still inside.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
I know. They said the kids were okay, but my boss was fuming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lawsuit. Dee Dee in Denver. Dee Dee, what happened?
First day on the job, boss asked me to move some vehicles, took a Camaro, his Camaro, and ran it over his Harley.
Oh, my gosh.
You ran over the boss's Harley motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. With his Camaros.
So there's damage to both, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get fired?
But they kept me, so.
Nah. Insurance, you know, accidents happen.
I bet he won't ask you to move his vehicles anymore. That'll teach him.
Yeah. Hey, anybody but Dee Dee want to move a vehicle out there for me? Thanks, Dee Dee. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.